From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Call up that pony a little deeper. Chief Clearwater's having trouble. Let's hit the trail and find out what's up now.
You fetch him, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. The winning of the West was a story of tireless energy. It was ride, ride hard and fast, hit that trail in the cause of justice. Today we are again called upon. Once more, it's a story of drive, hard and fast. Swing that hammer for Uncle Sam. From where do we draw our strength? From our daily bread. And to vigorous thousands, that means Langendorf bread, always energy-giving, now more vital than ever, because fresh and tasty Langendorf bread contains the nerve and energy vitamin B1. Also, proteins and carbohydrates needed for arms of steel and lusty swing. For extra energy, Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. And Langendorf bread is a pleasure to eat. Judged America's finest for its smooth, creamy texture, delicious flavor, and because it stays deliciously fresh so long. For goodness sake and for energy's sake, get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread tomorrow. With the Dutch's renegade foreman and his crooked pal Vince in the state's charge, Red Rider is seeing that Little Beaver's Indian girlfriend Poco is returned to Chief Clearwater and the Indian reservation. As we join Red Rider, he is on Thunder, Poco and Little Beaver on either side of him, dusting along the trail not far from the reservation.
Well, Little Beaver, will you be sorry to say goodbye to your playmate?
Yeah, you betcha. Poco almost good enough little girl to be boy. Not squaw.
What do you think about that, Poco? Do you feel complimented?
Little Beaver, him change. Wait until he get him older. Want him squaw, darn him socks, fix him supper.
You can say that again. He's got a lot to learn, eh, Poco?
Yeah. Who cares, spell him. Red Rider, look him, down bottom of draw. See him? Kick him up much dust.
Doggone it, Little Beaver. A whole herd of wild horses. And they're sure beauties.
Well, you see what make them run? Maybe 5-6 men chase them from behind.
Yeah, it looks as if those mavericks are trying to round up that whole herd. Those horses are free and no man's going to force them into captivity. All right, come on, you two. Make those pintos travel.
You betcha, Red Rider. Hi, pony. Pop, get him up, Papoose. Get him going. Get.
Start making tracks, old boy. Head for that arroyo. Come on, Thunder.
Sure gonna find it.
You weren't reckoning on rounding up those wild horses, were you?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Why?
Oh, fella, who? Why? Because I don't hanker after any man who tried to put his brand on wild horses. Depriving them of their freedom would break their spirit, ruin them.
Now, ain't that too bad? But I don't fall for all that pop bottle conversation. I spotted them horses, and I'm putting halters on every one of them.
Are you sure of that?
Why, you got any different ideas?
I've already told you my ideas, and you might tell that dish-faced sidekick of yours to keep his hand away from his gun butt before...
Dish-faced, huh? When I can dish it out, too. Oh, no, Monk!
glad it feels that way, but all I hit was your gun.
Yeah, pretty brave when you got a shooting iron in your paw.
Well, with you, I'd even take a chance with no gun and one arm tied behind me.
Eh? Then why don't you put that pop shooter away?
All right. Climb off that spav and nag you're breaking down. Hand your six gun to my Indian friend here, and we'll have this debate with no holds barred.
I'm calling that bluff, mister.
All right.
Jump, Rita.
I wouldn't have jumped if you hadn't grabbed my legs.
Rider, other man behind you.
And where do you want to drop, friend? At a spot of your own or right here on top of your pal?
Right. You look right on me and knock my wind out.
Them all mixed up and ground like pretzel.
I guess that stallion has let his herd out of your trap by this time, so if you don't want to continue our little social, I'll be on my way. Turn those ponies, little partners, and let's ride. And as for you two, try and remember what I told you about wild horses. This is their land, and I'm seeing to it that they stay free.
Get them up! Start them running, Papoose! Get!
Don't let them beat you, Thunder. Make for the reservation. Come on, Thunder!
Red Rider, huh? Now, before I get through with him, he's going to be blue in the face.
Are you glad to have little Poker back on the reservation, Chief Clearwater?
Ah, we miss him, little squaw. She pick good call, Red Rider.
Good. As little Beaver.
Yeah, Poco. She plenty good girl. She okay.
Well, Chief, this being late Saturday and school starting for Little Beaver again Monday, I guess we'd better be heading for home. Hold it, Little Beaver. Chief, that man talking to the braves over by that big wigwam. Who is he?
Red Rider, that same man you give him licking a little while ago.
Him call him Monk Murdoch. Him say him new Indian agent.
He doesn't act like anyone Washington would send down here. We just caught him trying to trap a herd of wild horses.
Ah, too bad. Wild horses him like Indian. First, Indian own land. Then, Indian have big white father in east. Maybe bad, but Indian all time not happy.
You're dead right, Chief. And it's not only wild horses and Indians. All over the world, there are selfish little men who want to force others into slavery. Men who'll be taken care of just the way Murdoch will be.
Red Rider, see him? Murdoch make big speech to braves. Maybe so. He get braves to help him round up horses.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. If you don't mind, let's walk over and listen.
I'll pay every one of you 25 good American dollars in gold. The horses are all there. All you gotta do is box them up and I'll do the rest.
Murdoch, I thought you and I had ended our little discussion about wild horses.
Yeah, well, maybe you ended, Ryder. I only started.
Come in. Don't let this groundhog fool you with all that talk about paying you gold for the horses. Any man who would throw a halter on a wild horse would knife his best friend.
Kid, you talk to him, will you?
Red Rider, put the rich kit on the car, busting a cushion out there. Red Rider, not doing much good. Braves say want a money muddled off of wild horses. They angry. You try boss them not to do, huh?
Great day, lads. Don't they understand what you just said a moment ago? Those horses are just like you.
They think them best. You get off reservation. Braves make angry war talk. And me no want them have fight.
Well, all right, Chief. But it sure makes me feel bad. So long, Poco. We'll be back to see you again. And, Chief, do what you can with those men. All right, come on, Little Beaver. Let's ride.
Red Rider, watch him thunder. Whole nose make like war dance. Him smell wild horse plenty good now.
Yeah, no wonder. Look, in there through those trees. See, down drinking at that little brook?
Boss stallion, sure find them good hiding place.
Well, let's get off here, Little Beaver, and start collecting ourselves. Maybe we can figure some way to protect these critters so Murdoch will never get them.
Red Rider, look them like thunder got him send a friend.
Yeah, there sure are some pretty mares in that herd.
Hear him? Many horses come this way.
You're dead right, Little Beaver. Only this time the horses aren't wild. There are men riding them. Look, it's Murdoch and some of the braves from the reservation.
Well, Rider, so that was a little game. Run me off so you could have all the horses to yourself.
You hit the nail right on the head, Monk.
The only hitting on the head you'll do is a light on yours, Murdoch, unless you pull up stakes and get out of here.
Ah. Well, you're not going to grab them horses out from under my nose. Not while I got these engines here to make it stick. Now take that papoose of yours and clear out of here before I really make some trouble for you.
Monk, move 1 foot further down this glen and I'll...
You what?
I've warned you, Murdoch.
Come on, boys. Let's show him who's really running this show. Come on, your foot.
Now hold it, Monk, because next time I won't shoot over your head.
You don't scare me, none.
Not while you've got 10 men backing you up.
Come on, Redskins. Let's get this over with.
Murdoch, this time I'm shooting for keeps. Now stay back or...
Red Rider, watch him. Murdoch, get behind him, Indian. Use for shield.
Now you did it, Ryder. You shot a defenseless engine.
Sneaking coyote. If you hadn't hit behind that buck, I wouldn't have winged it.
Rawhide! Grab that engine, kid. We'll take him along with us. And if Ryder thinks he wants to start anything more, he'll...
Little Beaver, I don't dare shoot for fear of hitting you.
Come on, man. We know where the horses are now. And I think when we come back to get them... A certain red-haired troublemaker will be hightailing it for home and mother. Don't worry about the kid too much, Ryder. After we get the horses sold, maybe we'll send him back to you. Turn them cayuses, boys, and let's ride!
Murdoch, if you so much as lay a finger on Little Beaver, you'll never know what hit you.
Right here, Thunder. Here, boy, we've got to ride. That a big fella? Now, rear around and head for the cut in the hills. All right, get going, boy. Come on, Thunder!
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. High in the hills where streams run clear, the wind blows fresh. You fill your lungs, you breathe in deep, and you like it. Well, here's something for your lunchbox tomorrow that has freshness, too. Langendorf bread, fresh as all outdoors. That's why sandwiches made with Langendorf bread fairly make your mouth water after that first delicious bite. Yes, sirree. The wonderfully smooth texture, the tempting flavor of Langendorf bread hits the spot. But Langendorf bread sandwiches taste better than ever because they stay deliciously fresh longer. In fact, smooth textured Langendorf bread stays deliciously fresh so long... It's been judged America's finest. And with a busy afternoon ahead of you, it's good to know Langendorf bread is made with pure dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food, the kind of energy food that helps a person tackle a job in a hurry. And it's an all-round healthful loaf, contains proteins, carbohydrates, nerve and energy vitamin B1. For goodness sake and for energy's sake, get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. You'll like it. Beaver stolen as a hostage by Monk Murdoch and the Indians he has incited by a promise of gold for helping him round up the herd of wild horses, we find Murdoch, the alleged Indian agent, in his office talking to his gun-handy bodyguard, Rawhide.
You know, I can't help laughing. You sure got this deal figured out, Monk. It's not an angle you haven't got showed up.
That was a good idea I had, getting rid of the new Indian agent Washington sent down and stealing his identification papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now them engines will do anything I want them to, even to getting rid of Red Rider.
Yeah. Hey, what about them wild horses, Monk? You know, if we wait much longer, they'll be plumb out of this neighborhood.
This is working out even better than I reckoned.
Better? Yeah. How do you figure?
Ever hear me talk of a friend of mine called Ace Hanlon?
Ace Hanlon? Why, sure, but understand he's in the lockup over the Devil's Hole.
Yeah, he is. I've been holding him there, waiting the circuit judge to try him. Well, Ryder put Hanlon in that hoosegow, and if I was to get Mr. Ryder to... Well... Ace is a plenty rich hombre, and he'd pay well.
Yeah. You know, after what happened, You don't think Ryder's still hanging around these parts, do you?
If I was him and knew what I know, I wouldn't be. But in case he is, Rawhide, his scalp will be worth $5,000 to us from Ace Hanlon. Well, we better be moseying over to the reservation and getting us some engines together,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, sure.
And if we see Red Ryder, don't stop throwing lead till he looks like a piece of chicken wire, all full of holes.
Bundy, you're a pretty smart horse, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. Nothing like knowing your own strength. Well, old fella, I've got a problem. Shall I try and get Little Beaver back, or shall we first make sure those wild brothers and sisters of yours are safe from Murdoch? Well, Thunder, how about it? Get Little Beaver first? No? Then shall we go after the wild horses? You sure know your own mind, partner. You and I know Little Beaver's safe at the Indian Reservation. So get around here and let's hit the trail. All right, come on, boy. Pound that dust.
Come on, Thunder!
Running out, me want to talk to you. Running out, too big mistake. You go try catch them wild horses.
Mistake me no catch them. We got to have money. How we got, nobody care.
Long time Red Rider friend us Indians. He say him.
Red Rider, he no friend now. He say us no make him money. Him shoot that little panther today. We catch Red Rider. We fix him good.
You all be sorry you no listen. Take him away, Little Beaver. You not just hurt Red Rider. You hurt the Moon Tribe.
Little Beaver, him no injun now. Him we treat him like white man. No stop us, Clearwater. No can!
Little Beaver. Oh, Poco, isn't that you? Little Beaver, braves make a war dance. Me afraid for you. Me come with knife, set you loose.
Good squaw girl. Here, cut him loose. Good girl, Poco. We got him hands free.
Me bring him up Papoose, him other side reservation. You catch him up your pinto and ride like wind.
Yeah. Me ride him okay. Only me want get him guns first so braves can no go him on war path.
You know, get him guns, Little Beaver. Braves take him all guns. Yeah. All that's left in Big Wigwam now is powder and fuses.
Dynamite, him better than nothing. Me better go him now. Catch him powder and me get him Papoose and ride out of here.
You follow me, Little Beaver. Yeah. Me taking you to Big Wigwam, then to Papoose. Here him your pony, Little Beaver.
Yeah. Oh, Papoose. We ride him. We ride him fast.
You take him dynamite now, Little Beaver.
Me got a powder. He make you many thanks, Little Poco. Right now, me got a ride. Get him up, Papoose. Get him going. Get.
Think if I let you go in there, you could convince that stallion to have the herd follow you out? All right, old fella. I'll turn you loose. And, well, looks like the stallion is going to save you the trouble. He's coming out here to visit you. Oh, there, Thunder. Seems our friend the stallion is on the warpath. Right now, easy now, Thunder. If we're not careful, we're going to be smack dab in the middle of a fight. Go get him, Thunder. We'll call that black outlaw's bluff. Where you going, Thunder? Show that black who is boss around here. That's it. I guess that herd will follow you now. Any place you want to take him. Thunder, you can do as much with those two front hoofs of yours as six tough hombres can do with two guns apiece. Well, what's this, Thunder? Someone riding up on us.
Hold it, mister. It won't be too healthy to come any closer. Well, little beaver, where did you come from?
Little Poco helped me get loose.
You're sure a sight for sore eyes, son. Say, what's that you've got there?
Me bring them dynamite powder.
Oh, what for?
Murdoch make braves mad at you. They go on my moor path. Come steal them horses. Shoot you, catch them. You betcha.
What am I supposed to do with the powder? Blow them up?
Me try steal them guns, but only powder left.
Say, you know, if this works out the way I think it might, this powder may come in handy.
Red Rider, what for Indian agent get him Indians into trouble? Not good for Indian, not good for white man.
Well, that's what I wondered about, Little Beaver. And if my hunch is right, you'll find the real Indian agent Washington sent out got kind of lost on the way because Murdoch wanted his papers. I telegraphed Washington to find out.
Now you say him, me think him so, too. Indians no get money from Washington like supposed to. And Murdoch blame him on Great White Father. Me think of Murdoch keeping money.
Well, doggone it, Little Beaver. I think those few days you spent in school really made you smart.
You think me smarter now than before I go to school?
You're doggone right, I do.
Go to school make him smarter to deal with bad mans. And me think him, you no have trouble making me go to school anymore.
Now you're talking, Little Beaver. A few hours a day in school and the rest of the time living right will make a fine fighting American out of any boy.
Me good fighting American now. So what we do about saving wild horses?
Well, the first thing we're going to do, now that Thunder has showed that stallion who's head man around here, is have him lead the herd over to Totem Pole Canyon.
We do him in Totem Pole Canyon, Red Rider.
Well, you get on that pinto of yours and help me round up these wild horses, and you'll soon find out.
Me get him on papoose.
All right, now steady, Thunder. We've got a keg of powder to carry. There. All right, boy. Let's ride.
Get him up, papoose. Get along.
Head for that herd, Thunder. Show them the way. Come on, Thunder.
Right up. See them wild horses from here, Monk?
No, I can't see hook nor hide of them.
Me see him.
Huh?
Dust cloud show him where horse are.
Where? Where are they running up?
See him? Down there. Big dust cloud go out over to Totem Pole Canyon.
But doggone if he ain't right. But look, Monk.
Yeah.
Ain't that Red Rider at the head of him?
It's Rider, all right, and that Wrigley engine kid. And this time, neither one of them is going to get away.
You know, I guess Ace Hanlon won't be too put out when he hears we got them both buried over here in Boot Hill.
Yeah. Now, let's not waste any more time. Start them horses. Let's ride here.
Now that we got wild horses in Totem Pole Canyon, Red Rider.
The first thing is for you to get up on the north slope. I'm taking this powder over to the south end.
What you doing with powder?
Well, I'm giving a little party for Monk Murdoch, a regular western blowout. Now, when you see them start through the bottleneck at this end of the canyon, you let out that coyote yell. I'll do the rest.
Me do them okay, Red Rider. Me let out coyote yell as soon as see them.
All right, Little Beaver. I'll be listening. All right, now steady, Thunder. Watch your footing. Come on, Thunder!
Now that Red Rider must be loco. Once them bosses get to the far end of this canyon, we've got them jumped up like molasses. Hey! What's that?
Why, it sounds like a coyote. I never seen any in the rocks around here.
Raina! Raina! There's something funny going on.
Monk! Monk, we're trapped! Someone blew up that rock, and now we're the ones who are bottled up.
Murdoch, can you hear me?
Ryder, you fool! You can't get away with this!
Maybe not, Monk, but I've done it anyhow. Now, all of you, drop your gun belts and your rifles to the ground, because if you don't, I've got just enough powder left to blow you clean out of this canyon.
Well, what about it, Monk?
Oh, what about it? We walked into a trap and he's got us. Drop your talking.
Okay.
That's better, Monk.
Ryder, how'd you get here? You was just up at the top of the canyon.
That's another mistake you made, or maybe you didn't know this canyon had an echo. I wasn't 10 yards behind you all the while. I had a time fuse on the potter, and I was starting to be afraid it would go off too soon.
Yeah. Well, this is going off soon, I knew it.
I've been itching for another crack at you, Murdoch. Thanks. And I think this is the last wallop I'm going to get at you for a long time. Now, don't go for that gun, Rawhide.
Red Rider! Red Rider, are you all right?
Fit as a fiddle, little beaver. Yeah, and I think I'll play a little tune on it so as our friends here can sing us a nice confession.
What are you talking about? Confession?
If you'd rather, Murdoch, I'll beat it out of you. But I want you to admit in front of these Indians that you waylaid the new agent Washington sent out and took his credentials.
Why, you...
Boy, Murdoch, you're a glutton for punishment. Little beaver, watch the others. Well, Murdoch, let's have the truth.
Okay, Ryan. I did it. I killed the Indian agent. Stole it.
Now, do you hear that, Running Elk? Now, grab those men and bundle them into town. The United States Marshal will do the rest.
Me speak 'em for whole tribe, Red Rider. We owe you much thanks for get rid of Murdoch.
Well, Chief, we'll be back. As long as Poco is here, you can count on Little Beaver and me dropping in for an occasional visit.
Ah, may not yet know how you get proof Murdoch cut papers, huh?
Well, at first I only had a hunch, Chief. Then I decided to run a bluff on Murdoch, and he fell for it and admitted the whole thing.
Goodbye, Little Beaver. You coming back soon?
Nah, me coming back after me know him how to spell cow. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get!
Pound that dirt, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
Red, Little Beaver, and Poco certainly put the kibosh on Monk Murdoch's plan to fleece the Indians. Not only that, but with Thunder's help, Red saved the gallant herd of wild horses. And although Red Rider, America's fighting cowboy, doesn't know it yet, we'll share the secret with you that he's about to find himself staring over gun sights at the Pancho Kid, the Mexican Robin Hood outlaw, when Red Rider comes to you next time. Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. From the earliest days of American history, Americans have been famous for their ability to shoot fast and straight. But even the best marksmen can't shoot without plenty of ammunition. So remember that our soldiers, sailors, and Marines are depending on us to keep them supplied with the guns, tanks, planes, ships, and bullets they must have to win this war. Keep them shooting, and at the same time build a savings fund for your own future use by investing in war savings bonds and stamps. Yes, do your bit and keep physically fit. Safeguard your health by eating nourishing foods like Langendorf bread, made with dextrose for extra energy, plus essential vitamins and proteins to help maintain the physical and mental fitness so needed today. Get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread tomorrow.
Red Rider comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.